Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, as fire crews continue to build lines around the active parts of the Saddle Ridge fire, arson investigators are conducting a focus probe at the point of the fire start, looking for the cause.
Based on the available information gathered over the last 5 days, L.A. Fire Department Captain Eric Scott says three senior arson investigators and a support team is concentrating on a 50 by 75-foot burn footprint under a tower that carried Southern California Edison power transmission lines. And that work is not easy.
It's very steep terrain. They're talking to witnesses, looking at burn patterns, looking at surveillance, and they're even taking colored flags and stakes, putting them in the ground to look at different indicators as to where that fire was moving, how it affected different rocks to different bushes, what was the direction.
And in the next day or so, additional investigators from insurance companies and firms representing Southern California Edison will also be combing the location, providing a fresh set of eyes for the analysis. In the meantime, hundreds of firefighters remain focused on the northeastern flank of the fire as it's moving into the Angeles National Forest, the north end just short of Santa Clarita, and portions of the canyons in Porter Ranch. All of those have embers that are still capable of starting a fire, especially in sections of brush that did not burn during the height of the Santa Ana wind episode last week. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, SoCal Edison is telling the state regulators it did suffer an electrical malfunction at the same time the fire started Thursday night. The report to the California Public Utilities Commission, similar to one made by PG&E last year, that was in the days following the massive campfire in Butte County. State investigators later concluded PG&E equipment sparked that fire.
Despite complaints, energy experts say there will likely be more massive power outages on high fire days in the years to come.
Utilities cut off power to nearly a million Californians during last week's red flag days, all to prevent their electrical lines from starting fires. So, did it work?
We're never going to know for sure, but we do know that the utilities have too much incentive to call these power outages.
Severin Borenstein is the faculty director of UC Berkeley's Energy Institute. PG&E is already paying out more than $20 billion for the campfire and several others, and they're in bankruptcy.
I think we do need to have a broader coalition of people making these decisions.
Borenstein says state lawmakers are considering forming a commission to make the calls on these massive blackouts. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A controversial LAPD crime suppression strategy is getting rolled back.
Amid concerns about racial profiling, Chief Michael Moore says Metropolitan Division officers deployed to crime hotspots will be shifting their focus away from vehicle stops. He concedes pulling drivers over for minor violations to look for guns and suspects is leading to few arrests, while having a disproportionate impact on people of color and hurting public trust. In the coming weeks, Moore says Metro crime suppression officers will start concentrating on working with detectives to track down suspects wanted for serious crimes.
I've used the phrase, we're fishing with a hook, not a net. And I think that that's what this strategy is going to allow us to do.
The Police Officers Union calls it a reckless plan and contends it will lead to more victimization of people of color by criminals and gang members.
Let's give this time. I'm committed to ensuring that the safety of Los Angeles, all of Los Angeles, is improved.
The shift comes after an LA Times investigation found nearly half the drivers stopped by Metro officers were Black, while Black people make up only 9% of LA's population. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Animal activists say they're pleased that Governor Newsom signed a series of bills targeting animal cruelty. One bans the sale of new fur products in the state. Judy Mancuso with Social Compassion and Legislation tells KNX there's no need for fur anymore.
There's plenty of products out there to keep you warm. You don't need to be participating in this cruelty with the exotic skins and fur.
Fur industry officials say they'll challenge the law in court, arguing it would force businesses to close with no compensation. Another bill bans the sale of exotic animal skin, which includes iguanas and hippos. One bans wild animals like elephants and bears from being used in circus acts in the state. Another bill bans hunting or killing bobcats, and one protects horses from slaughter.
Starting January 1st, people who were victims of sexual abuse as kids have new rights in California because of a bill signed into law by the governor.
It's to help adult victims of childhood sexual abuse. It used to be that they lost the right to sue their abusers at age 26.
So any child who is sexually abused will have until the age of 40 to file a claim without any limitations whatsoever.
That's attorney Vince Finaldi tells KNX that the former statute had the effect of protecting clergy after so many years. He says this change in California law, long overdue.
Is it modernized it according to that understanding we have now, that victims don't come forward until later because of the shame, humiliation, embarrassment?
This new California law also giving rights to people who are 40 and older. They too can sue as long as they do so within 5 years of becoming aware of the abuse they suffered and the way it damaged their lives. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.